Our next guest is the acting CEO of the Wyndham City Council, Kate Roffey. Good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So why Wyndham? I mean, I don't know if the Premier is going to be successful in this endeavour, but let's say he is. Why should Qantas go to Wyndham?
So we've got actually, it's state-owned land, but we've got a 400-hectare site down there, which is designated as a National Economic Innovation Cluster, which means that it's designated to have these sort of high-end, job-dense facilities down there. And when we look at Qantas, we're not just looking at an office-based staff. Part of the initial pitch was they wanted to co-locate some other facilities there. And I think, well, you could put, for example, a flight simulator, which are used by pilots for training and upskilling and, you know, changing aircraft. They need to be upskilled again. So there's plenty of space down there for these sort of co-location things, which would make it a really great hub, not just an administrative base.
But does Qantas, I assume it doesn't need, we're not talking about sort of aircraft maintenance and that sort of thing.
No. So that wouldn't be maintenance, although there is, I mean, it's 400 hectares, so there is space if you wanted to do maintenance on an aircraft. It'd be very hard to get down there. You have to roll it down the freeway. But you could have a maintenance simulation hangar, for example, where budding mechanics can come and learn. As I said, you could have a simulator where pilots learn it. And they're big, you know, they need big box areas to actually fit those sort of aircraft simulators or a maintenance simulation.
And Wyndham is sort of roughly equidistant between Tullamarine and Avalon, isn't it?
Yes, and this site that we're talking about, the East Werribee Employment Precinct, is straight off the freeway between Melbourne and Geelong. So it's virtually one right-hand turn off the freeway and you're at the site. So it's very easily accessible. As you say, it's accessible to both airports there. You've got a train line right down to Werribee,
which is
a 10-minute walk. So it's, you know, it's an area that may not get thought of, but I think we should give it some serious thought because, like I said, there's plenty of space.
And do you know, like, what Qantas requires? Like, I mean, you've mentioned transport links and a lot of flat ground and the right zoning. Obviously, that's all important. But I mean, do you actually know what Qantas really needs in this facility?
No. So all I've heard is that, you know, it's part admin, but they weren't only thinking admin. They did want to co-locate some of their other facilities there. And having a very good friend who is a pilot for Qantas, I know that flight simulation, for example, is difficult to do and sometimes done offshore. So again, I'm thinking, I'm a big picture thinker, I'm thinking, okay, why can't we actually have it a centre, not just that Qantas could use, for example, but other international pilots and other international airlines pay top dollar to actually come and use these facilities for training. So you could actually turn it into a commercial venture.
Yeah, there actually is a flight simulator in the Queen Victoria Shopping Centre. I've got a godson who wants to be a pilot, and his annual birthday present is to go and have an hour or two in it. Tommy, will the state government have to sort of bribe Qantas to get them to move here? Because that's often how these things work.
Yeah, look, it would definitely come with some sort of deal to do it. You're not going to move for nothing, and I think pretty much all of the state governments have put their hand up to say, we'll have you. So it does become a bit of a bidding war and, you know, a competitive process to get them to move. But these sort of entities are catalyst entities, I say. So if you can get one of them on site, if you can get one in your state, or certainly if we could get one down at Wyndham, it brings other like-minded organisations with it and it catalyses, you know, growth on its own if you can just secure one. So they're really critical to get hold of, hence the reason all the states will be bidding furiously, I'm sure, to make themselves the new home for Qantas.
And are you aware of any other municipalities in Victoria who might also throw their hat in the ring, apart from Wyndham?
No, I haven't actually heard of anywhere else. And like I said, I'm looking not just at an administrative block or a few floors in an office block. I'm actually looking at something that would be a much more innovative and creative co-working area for a number of facilities. So if you start looking a bit bigger picture, there's only a few areas you wouldn't put it in the middle of the CBD, for example.
Well, no.
There isn't the space. So let's think big, people. When we do bid for these sort of things, let's think a bit outside the box.